Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey now, Semper Fi, Semper Friday. Along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, I'm Christian Garrick, Charlie Long at Master Control on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines. Friday edition of Sports Talk here ahead of tomorrow's preseason opener for the Saints against the Houston Texans. And Bobby and I are going to take the approach of kind of recapping the week that was and really the last 2 weeks that were based on Saints training camp. You might hear some things that you heard earlier in camp, or you might hear something from earlier this week. We're just going to kind of recap, reset where we are with Saints training camp ahead of the first preseason game. And Bobby, tomorrow, I want to start with this, though. Tomorrow, I've been asked this several times. What are you looking for in that preseason game tomorrow?
Well, you'd want our young guys to beat their young guys. Guess what? The Ravens now have won 21 straight preseasons. they beat the Titans last night, and they covered. So now they're 19-2. So yeah, I think just that winning spirit that you might say, well, it doesn't necessarily. It's not 100%. But I think when you compete, you want to always win, right?
Yeah.
I think the Ravens are always considered one of the better teams, especially defensively. They win in the trenches. So when I look at the Ravens, I think they're the greatest model how to go about things, in the preseason and what John Harbaugh has done. So, but with that being said, man, if you look at last year, the Texans, they are sorry. So I'm not even talking about that, who they got up and coming and their young guys. But, Christian, if we were playing them in the regular season, I don't care if it was in Houston or New Orleans, you shouldn't lose to them. The reason why I say this, I don't know if I've really witnessed this, that they were either in like four categories, either last or one before last. Now, it's hard. You know, it's hard to be first or second. Well, it's hard to be last or one before last in any category when you're competing. Like total offense, we didn't have anything to write home about last year ourselves, but they were dead last. Rushing offense, they were dead last.
This is a roster that has just been gutted.
In total defense, okay, offense, they were last. Total defense, they were one before last. And rushing defense, one before last. They were giving up like close to like 150 yards a game rushing.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. This is not hot take. I've been around a little bit to know. There will probably be one or two players the Saints cut that are likely going to be on the Texans roster or practice squad. That's the juxtaposition as just how different these two rosters and these two teams are.
Right, right. We have, I think, truly, you can't keep everybody, but you say, I think two players would be conservative, a handful of players that could play in the National Football League. But just a numbers game, they can't play with the Saints. It's not that they can't play.
Right.
It's like wrong place, wrong time, and you need to, just keep fighting and keep competing. And, you got to travel. You're like a military brat. You got to go wherever. I want to play. And you just got to take advantage of that.
But if you gave me, Bobby, a line of like two Saints players, right, potentially after you trim the roster down to 53, two players that were in Saints camp, I would take that as a bet to end up with the Texans. Look, the Texans roster is really it's been gutted the last two or three years. They've been through administration changes. They got rid of Deshaun Watson. I mean, it's been a disaster in Houston over there for the last two or three years.
Well, you know, if you old school, we all think of like Houston Oilers, you know, like go blue. What was that? Baby blue, whatever.
Powder blue.
Yeah, powder blue. Like Houston Oilers. Yeah. No, bum had him rolling, Earl Campbell, but Boy, that team is now the Tennessee Titans. It's kind of like the Ravens' success with old Browns fans. So, well, that's our team.
I remember.
So when you look at the Texans right now, nothing to write home about.
When I think about the Oilers, I think of – remember Kevin McBride when he punched Buddy Ryan?
Oh, yeah, because I think they both swung at each other.
Yeah. But so McBride was the OC and Ryan was the DC. Who was the head coach in Houston at that time?
Why am I thinking Jack Pardee? I mean, I might be wrong.
Was it Wade Phillips?
No.
Okay.
Someone
they got in a fight in the middle of the game on the sideline.
That's
what I remember about the Oilers.
So how can you tell your players not to fight if the coach is
Jeff Fisher? It might have been Jeff Fisher.
Jeff Fisher. That sounds right.
Yeah, because he played under Ryan in Chicago.
Right, but we need to make sure. I know Jack Pardee was one of those great Redskin linebackers that ended up being a head coach. But you look at it, before you know it, time flies by. You know, the Saints and the Texans, the clubs first met in September of 2003. Shoot, that's almost two decades. Not quite. It's almost there. And I was at the Superdome with 31-10 Saints win. And then
David Carr's first game, right?
If I can recall, yes.
Yeah.
No, his brother's way better.
Yeah, Derek. Well, okay. That was an expansion team.
But his brother's still better.
Okay.
Derek Carr's still better than David. I think David would tell you that my younger brother's better than me.
Okay.
I mean, I just
remember seeing David Carr get
sacked
a lot.
I think David Carr getting sacked a lot.
Did I say Derek?
Yeah, Derek's the Raiders.
Yeah.
No, David. Derek, to me, don't get enough respect.
I agree with that.
What he's doing with the Raiders now. This was very entertaining game. Remember this? The two teams last met in week one. Remember 2019 season?
Oh, yeah. Do I remember?
That was right before COVID. Monday Night Football in the Superdome. The Saints won 30-28. Now that was a very – well, it just shows you how quickly things change. Look, Deshaun Watson versus Drew Brees.
Yeah, that Ross. But,
But where's Drew Brees? Oh, no, he's playing pickleball. And then where's Deshaun Watson? I don't know. He's trying to play with Cleveland. It just shows you how quickly things change.
Hopkins was on that team. I mean, they had a good team. They were in the playoffs. That year, didn't they go to the playoffs? That's when they lost to Kansas City.
Yeah.
They had a big lead.
Like 24-0 at one time, I think.
All right, we're just getting started. Bobby's notebook from the week that was. We're going to kind of pick and choose the notes throughout the week. He's going
to
highlight
and recap. Plus, I didn't get to finish my notebook yesterday, so just a couple of tidbits. Okay. So, yeah.
All right, Sports Talk continues here on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, back here on Sports Talk. Time now for Bobby's Notebook, the week that was, if you will. Brought to you by TrainSouth.com. It's hard to stop a train. Bobby, get to what you didn't get to yesterday, yeah, but also a couple of things that stood out throughout the week.
Well, okay, a couple of things. I'd rather you ask me a question.
Okay, I'll
comment.
Do that.
Okay, but you know who's one? Well, we need him to be more consistent, and because you look at the tight end position. Juwan Johnson's been catching everything, given the opportunity. You know, we talk about Adam Trautman. I think Adam Trautman's having a fine camp.
I'll eat some crow a little bit because I was a little critical of Juwan coming out of the OTAs and minicamp.
But he showed up in training camp. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen enough of Taysom to really know. I think with Nick Vinette, he had an outstanding catch for a touchdown. Dalton kind of extended the play, and he got open. Andy Dalton kind of threw him open. But it still was a nice catch. But what he has going for him, because when the Saints offense is at their best, they got to run the ball. And I think that's what Nick Vinette brings to the table, the experience that he can run block. And I think he can be serviceable in the passing game. So there's a lot of competition there. But Juwan Johnson got to, you know what, a get off the pot. Or listen, you're coming out of Oregon, wide receiver to tight end, you're a free agent, and they got no patience with you. You got to go out there now. He came out like gangbusters. Then you remember he disappeared in the season. So he's having a good camp. So see what he does, given the opportunity. It doesn't matter if it's Andy Dalton.
He's going to get a lot of time tomorrow night.
But whoever's throwing the ball, get open, catch the ball. This was a wily veteran move that a lot of times, like Ian Book or a lot of young quarterbacks across the league, but they're trying to process all the information. Getting in and out of the huddle, you're calling a play, and then you can get monotonous and always use the same snap count. And, the defense might get used to what you're doing. And it could be a case in point where even in 2 minutes, when they hurry up, this is the snap count. Well, Andy Dalton tricked the defense and got a free 10 yards. Got up to jump off sides twice, back to back. He got Carl Grandison and a young guy like Peyton Turner offside.
Two guys that are anxious. Two guys that are looking to get a jump.
Trying to get a sack or whatever, but mixing up that snap count. I remember I told you this story, Christian, before. In 1994 Pro Bowl in Hawaii, I mixed up the snap count. You may think. They were tackling back in those Pro Bowl days.
Right.
And I got Howie Long to jump offsides. Howie Long got so mad at we have the same agent.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? And he goes, man, Abel, what are you doing? This is the Pro Bowl. You can't mix. I go, well, I don't want you to hit me. Because he was coming off the ball and he was playing like it was a real game. So I got him to jump offside. So Drew would do that all the time.
Is that up to the quarterback?
Discretion? Yeah. Now, okay. The offensive coordinator, they might tell you, mix up the snap count. And then it might be after a TV timeout, you're in the huddle.
Is it something you'll notice? See a guy teeing off a little bit?
Well, you could just tell, a John Randall or guys that, like Chris Dolman, you think they should be watching the ball, and they should watch the ball, not listen to the quarterback. That's why you have to miss a mix up the snap count. The offensive coordinator might tell you, keep them off balance. Now, what you do after a TV timeout to get all the line, you tell them, look.
Hold your water.
Hold your water. I'm going to go on four. So you pick and choose when you do that to try, because that's the easy 5 yards.
Sure.
To get. It's a whole lot easier to make first and five than first and ten.
Sure.
So just those tricks of the trade. You see Andy Dalton. It's not his first rodeo. By getting Carl Grandison and Peyton Turner to jump off sides. Now, Ian Book comes in the game, as far as that two-minute drill to end practice. Peyton Turner. He flashed early. He's flashing as of late. But can you flash against the Texans? We need Peyton Turner. How about you go get a sack? Because that catches everyone's attention. Look at quarterback hurries and all that.
But I know this. Peyton Turner is consistently eating Trevor Penning's lunch.
Yeah. So
he's got a ways to go.
So I'm telling you what's going to be interesting. I don't even know. I haven't done enough research yet before the game. Who are the Texans? Who are they their outside line, who their ends, who's rushing against Trevor Penning? Because I know when we go practice against the Packers, no, they got some cats who can hit it and get it. They got like seven number ones. And people always want to talk about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers offense. No, this year, if the Packers ultimately have success, it'll be because, I'm telling you, watch what they're doing defensively. Like Malcolm Roach, you know, another young guy. Can you put still more skins in the wall? Because the only one that – who do we think in the interior D tackles? Who is really solid? You say David Onyemata. And then all the other guys, we got a bunch of other guys.
Kentavious Street.
Well, but he's not. But we're not familiar with him.
Okay.
Oh, no, we're not familiar with him. You know, you look passing.
I like Malcolm Roach a lot.
But yeah, but is he as good as Sheldon Rankins, or is he as good as Malcolm Brown, who we got from the Patriots? No. So that's what I'm saying. So you got to. How about you do a little bit more?
Okay.
A little bit more and be on the level of David Onyemata. Like Shai Tuttle, I think Shai Tuttle, he is what he is.
Yeah.
He ain't bad. But he ain't great. He's just like steady. He could be a guy part of the rotation. That's why if you want to play more, get more reps, and you're not just in a rotation, Malcolm Roach, a great opportunity for him. Now, the one guy, you know, we talked about the young receivers who have stepped up, and they're interesting to see, like Kirk Merritt, DeJon Dixon. Another one that he's showed up in practice, but then he's suspended. You know, performance-enhancing drugs. Kawan Baker. Kawan Baker, you see him making 15-yard gain or 12-yard gain constantly. So that'll be interesting what's going to come about with him. Because he could be one of those guys that you drafted, and maybe the grade that you give everyone, he could get cut. And then, you know, he's...
Look, he was a seventh-round pick, Bobby.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So it's almost like he's an UDFA.
He's like a free agent.
Yeah, that you just didn't want to fight for the rights to.
So, yeah, so Kawan Baker, he's in that competition from South Alabama with Kirk Merritt and DeJon Dixon. But I think they've always, they've all shown up. Again, Peyton Turner, we talked about him in practice getting sacks. Now get sacks, you know, in actual game. And that's, you know... you get a lot of recognition in the meetings and by the coaches because you did it in a real game. Now, the one guy, too, Christian, I don't know how you can talk about an outstanding citizen. How about Jordan Jackson from Air Force? Look at him, number 59. He's flash where you see him get a sack every now and then in practice. Boy, just you talk to him.
Sharp, man.
Boy, like, I mean, he's like a whiz and mad. He graduated from Air Force, civil engineer.
Like your dad, right?
Civil
engineering degree.
So, trig calculus, that's nothing to me. Like, what? No, so George
that's
Jackson.
That's melt my brain stuff.
Yeah. So you look at him, he's built kind of like Cam. You know, that 6'4", built like Cam, but you have him on the interior, you know, playing D-tackle.
What do they have him listed as?
He's like 6'4", like 295.
Okay.
294 to 295. So
yeah,
but he looks good.
Yeah,
he don't look fat.
No,
you know some guys like, you could be fat if you move well. You know, if you have an ugly body, it doesn't matter. If you're productive and you have an ugly body, it doesn't matter that you're not chiseled, because you have guys that chiseled. They look like Tarzan, but they play like Jane. Give me a guy that looks dumpy.
Well, see, the problem
but
is
invincible.
Problem is, I'm fat and I don't move well. So.
Well, you're not invincible. I mean, it's not like, oh, I can't be stopped. No, but you have, I've been around guys that just, man, because we all take a shower together. You're in the shower. Damn, they got an ugly body. And it's like, but talk about, for some reason, like they quick and they play unbelievable. You know who was?
Tony Siragusa was a guy like that.
Great example. You know who else? Right here from LSU, one of the greatest Buffalo Bills ever. Kyle Williams.
Yeah.
You look at Kyle Williams, I mean, he can play golf, basketball, he can do anything. But he went all ripped and stuff, but he's just a football player. So, yeah, but when give me – now, you'd want to, like, look good and play good, but give me a guy that looks bad and plays great. Now, how about that? I think I'll take that.
I'll take – if they can produce – by the way, I just wanted to give you it's we're getting back to normal because I'm getting reports now that – as the Saints radio crew is traveling, you know, Robert Carroll, our engineer, he's the kind of mother hen. He's always has been. Apparently, there were some issues with baggage.
At the airport?
Yeah, with baggage.
Well, that's not the first time, right?
No, so it's par for the course.
It's going all the time.
Yeah, it's going great for Robert Carroll and company. That's normal.
Yeah, we want that to happen because, I mean, it could potentially be a great Saints season.
Right.
Yeah,
preseason game. Geller's already texted me just about Robert, who's nicknamed the Black Cat because his luck is so terrible. Not happy. Not a happy guy right now. So.
Yeah,
and well, look, it, honestly, to give you guys a peek behind the curtain, to give the audience a little peek behind the curtain, Robert is a grade-A, genuine guy. I mean, if you don't love Robert, then something's wrong with you. But he just has the worst luck, and we kind of take a little pleasure seeing it because it's funny.
Well, I know what's been going on this summer, trying to fly, though. Cancel this, cancel that. And then it's not like they're going to Seattle. No, we're going to Houston. Might as well have a...
You can drive there in six hours.
Right. Versus having all these complications with the airport, so...
Bobby, one of the things, I know you wrote this earlier in your notebook, earlier in the week. I can't remember the exact day because it all feels like the same day. But Mike Thomas had a day this week that was just, you said, okay, he's back.
He had a day today that was NFL Offensive Player of the Year day. And the fans noticed when they were chanting, can't guard Mike. You know, can't guard Mike. They were chanting, and it wasn't bad coverage. It was like, I don't want to say contested throws, because Andy Dalton put that ball in a place where only Michael Thomas could catch it. But still, the defender would have had a chance to pass defending, you know, rip it out, whatever. But it was just just great catches, strong hands. I've always said that Michael Thomas has strong hands. I kind of look at it like basketball. Like, you're going up for a rebound. Okay, do you want it? I mean, I don't know how tough he'd have been, but it just seems like Dennis Rodman would have had like a nose for the football as a receiver. Like, if it was up there, he'd have went up and somehow figured out how to get it. But Michael Thomas, that's one of his greatest assets, I think, is how it's a contested throw, and he comes down with it. And that practice was, unbelievable. That practice is as good as it ever was before he got hurt. So you could tell no difference. If you watched him before he hurt his ankle and he's setting all these NFL records, and then you watch that practice, you would know, you'd say, well, yeah, that's the same guy, or might even be better.
Made me feel good about a potential comeback player of the year bet.
Oh, without a doubt. Yes, the NFL comeback player of the year bet. That would be good value, considering what Michael Thomas is putting on the practice field for NFL comeback player of the year this season.
Bobby, I know this isn't necessarily the sexiest position to talk about, but it's a valuable one that we know and sometimes doesn't get talked about enough, though, because he's a weapon. That's Blake Gillikin. He has looked sensational this camp. And I'm talking about
the ball. Kicker and the punter.
I was going to get there, too.
Yeah.
But the ball just jumps, explodes off his foot. You don't need to even see him kick. If your back was turned, you'd know that it's Blake Gillikin, based on the sound.
Well, I think Thomas Morstead is more humble than Blake Gillikin. But so what if your punter's not humble? I mean, if he knows he's good, he's good. I mean, Blake Gillikin, at 24 years of age, you'd think he'd be 30. No, he is confident. He can back it up.
Wisdom, too.
He knows what he's doing. You talk to Blake Gillikin, he's trying at a very young age because trying to perfect his craft.
Yeah.
And even he's buddies with Morstead and all.
Yeah.
Blake Gillikin, that's a punter. There's no way that guy doesn't punt. For sure, double digit, 12 years, whatever, he'd get hurt or something. I mean, he is that good.
He's going to be around a long time. Yeah. He's going to get paid.
Boy, think about that. Talk about stability at the punter with the Saints. Look at, go from Morstead to Gillikin.
Yeah.
You're talking about three decades and you have the same guy, basically.
That hasn't been the issue. That wasn't the issue under Sean Payton. He did cycle through some kickers over his time, not just this past year.
Speaking of great bodies, remember the one that was ripped? Sean, was it Weatherford? Steve Weatherford.
Punter.
From Illinois, the punter.
Yeah.
I think we did a Bacchus. We did the Mardi Gras parade with him.
Yeah, they cut him and he was ripped.
Yeah, because he didn't do what Sean said to.
Yeah, I know.
Don't punt it to him. He's going to run it back. What did he do? He punted to him. Okay, you're gone.
See ya. This is Sports Talk here.
But he wasn't fat. He was ripped.
Right. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. If you want to pick the Cannon's brain ahead of the preseason opener for the Saints against the Houston Texans tomorrow night right here on Saints Radio, feel free on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text lines at 504-260-1870.
And you know, Christian, you know what's amazing? And it doesn't count, you know, preseason. Even though the Ravens are 21-0, I still think that's a great achievement. Because when you're competing.
Sure.
But whether it's preseason or regular season, you know when you see the parity in the NFL, and the NFL has done it right? Whether it's a preseason or regular season game, you look at a series and how they play one another. Well, you know, remember I was telling you when the clubs first met in September in 2003, and between the Saints and the Texans, it does matter where they've played the game. When the Saints beat the Texans, the win improved New Orleans' regular season record against the Texans at the Superdome to 3-0. We're in Houston, we're 0-2. So it's 3-2. But then you look at the preseason games. Well, what do you think, just we've played 10 times, what do you think the record is?
5-5.
Yes. It's amazing. And the fix is not on, but it's just amazing the parity that the preseason series is knotted at 5-5 between the Saints and the Texans. And the Saints, the black and gold, took the last preseason tilt. Now, not the right home. About 2017, we played them at the Superdome. We won 13-0. So, but it just, to me, that right there.
I love when you go over the series history, you know. Yeah. But here's where, if I'm being honest with you, like games that were played in 1972, it has no, I mean, it has bearing, but I'm like.
But no, but why is there the parity a track record? Let's say you go over like half a century.
Yeah, that's
you
important.
Go over 50 years, and you might think, oh, we've kicked their ass and all. No, it's kind of like been 50-50.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I guess what I'm trying to say is I think over the last 5 years is more important
than
you know, the overall series, if that makes sense.
But I'm telling you, it's just, to me, the NFL, that's why how they do the draft, I think, is the right way to do it. And people might say, oh, what's wrong with Trevor Lawrence? He can't play. No, he went to the worst team. He went to the Jaguars. So they're trying to get the worst team better. The same thing, how you think the Bengals got Joe Burrow?
Yeah, Bobby.
Because where they were at. No, they're trying to get that balance constantly, which I think is a good thing. It gives all cities hope.
I want to pat myself on the back here a little bit. I said this time, around this time last year, Urban Meyer wouldn't make it through the season.
Well,
he didn't.
But he was in over his head. He was, Urban Meyer, successful as he was at Ohio State, Utah, just, you know, college football, he was so much more dysfunctional than even Nick Saban or Steve Spurrier at the NFL level. Because you look at Nick Saban with the Dolphins, I'm 500, I didn't sign up for this. Then you look at Steve Spurrier with the Redskins, with Washington. It didn't work out. But it wasn't a debacle like it was with Urban Meyer. No, gone pecan.
Right.
And then with social media and all that, when was that his reaction? When he was grabbing that woman on the butt, whatever?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Letting her grind
and
on you?
No, and he didn't fly home with the team. Boy, so that
and then he was literally kicking his kicker.
Well, yeah.
I knew it was a disaster for him when the whole Tim Tebow thing.
It's going downhill.
Yeah. When the whole Tim Tebow thing happened, you know, I just thought, man, players in that locker room are going, wait a minute.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up because I was thinking about this. You know, when you think about, you know, Taysom Hill. And that's why I think Tim Tebow is an outstanding individual. I think Taysom Hill is even on a different level. You know why? Because Taysom Hill got enough. Now, Tebow probably got a lot of money, so it doesn't matter. But Taysom Hill realizes, yeah, I want to play quarterback. But the way the NFL is structured, I am not going to play quarterback at the highest level. But I could be a football player and make a lot of money. Well, what is contract like? $40-some million? He should do anything. He should like bring water to people. I mean, like here, I'm getting paid $40 million. Well, Tim Tebow could not humble himself.
Yeah,
Tim Tebow. I don't think he's not as fast as Taysom Hill, but he could have been somewhat of a version of a jack of all trades, Swiss Army knife, if he'd have humbled himself. No, I want to be a quarterback. How about you can make a great living and be a nutback on punt coverage? Or do whatever.
You know who's similar to him that played for the Steelers? Antoine Randle-L. Remember, he was a quarterback
in Indiana?
Yeah, and then got to Pittsburgh, and they were like, it's not where we see you playing. And he had a nice career with the Steelers.
Man, listen, don't we go to college or in life and you have a family? Don't you want to provide for your family? So isn't it like a glorified job? You got to check your ego at the door. Man, you got to do whatever. It's like I'm an outstanding holder. I'm the best holder in the whole National Football League, but they're paying me. They pay me a lot of money. Well, do whatever they ask you to do. Not like, oh, I'm not doing that. Players, that's why they got to humble themselves, you know, social media and all.
No, not just football players that phenomenon occurs.
No, like how many followers you got? Oh, and the followers, you know, how about you know, whatever.
That's who cares?
But that's what they worry about.
That's not
going to
buy you a cup of coffee.
Yeah, no, how about you take the Taysom Hill approach? And then you provide for your family the best way you can.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. Sports Talk continues here on Saints Radio, WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text lines are open, 504-260-1870. Bobby, another player that has been welcomed back with open arms. And we got a real good idea of how much the Saints missed him last year, Will Lutz. He looks good in camp. You can see the leg strength coming back. Early in camp, he wouldn't have that range of 55 yards. He was short on a couple. Here lately, he's been money with room to spare from 55 and beyond.
Yeah, no. I would put, because I think they're that confident and they're that skilled and have the ability. They're not freaking out if the game's on the line. I think Gillikin and Will Lutz. Because, you know, you look at, like, I don't even know who the Ravens punter is. But if he's good, I know Tucker's good, okay?
Yeah.
So I would say Will Lutz and Gillikin, we'd be in the conversation, across the league. Okay, let's put everybody's punter and kicker and judge them how they stack up. Yes, I would say off the top of my head that we're top five. We're not like, damn, we need a new kicker. Oh, we need a new punter and all that. It's like we're so confident how they can help us control the game. Like Sean Payton would always talk about this. Dennis Allen would do the same thing about the hidden yardage. You might think it's not a big deal, but everybody could play, so it does make a difference. It might be like, oh, because you're flipping the field and you got field position. Well, we got to make one less first down to get in scoring range. You might think, ah, that's not it. No, it is a big deal. Because when you look back and you go through all the plays, offense and defense, and what transpired, the same thing. Okay, can you pin your opponent back? Like, what is Gillikin? All of a sudden, if they're starting inside the 10-yard line, 5-yard line, versus all of a sudden, they're punting to us and Deontay Hardy, whoever. It's like, you know what? What I always tell you, Christian, you got to average double digits. You can't average like 4 or 5 yards of punt return. You got to get at least 12. 10 yards. Yeah, just double digits because that's one less first down.
12 to 13 gets you all pro.
14.
Yeah, okay.
14, you're going to be amongst the best in the whole league, if not the best. It is that highly. That's why Cordell Patterson.
Devin Hester.
To me, he is like the version still playing right now of a Devin Hester. Because you think like, man, well, what the hell, he's taking the ball out of the end zone. Because you see him, they that confident and gutsy. I was about to say the ballsy. Oh, you can say it, but whatever. To go like the ball's 8 yards deep, and they kick it in the end zone. And you, okay, I'm gonna kneel down, but But no, they're taking it out. And all of a sudden, you know, the coach won't tell you anything. You have to get past the 25-yard line. You know, but if all of a sudden, well, you broke it, 108-yard kick return, or all of a sudden you took it for 50 yards. No, that those guys are few and far between who can excel at that high level.
We'll check in with the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, next hour. Also, still to come, sound from Saints training camp, brought to you by Sound Banking at First American Bank. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.